We are learning the first Sicha Tetzave in Chelik Tezayin, the 16th volume of the Kuta Sichas. This parsha discusses, obviously, the big de kehuna, the priestly garments, and especially of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, which was 8-piece garment. And the Sicha discusses specifically the Me'il. Chapter 28, verse 31. Ve'osiso es Me'il o Eifoit klil tcheles, the Torah said you should make The Me'il, it says Ephod, it means that the Ephod is placed upon that Me'il. It was placed like a belt. And it should be Klil Tcheles, entirely made out of blue wool. It says, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ve'hoyo pi roishoi besoichoi. And the opening of its head should be folded over within it. Sofo iye lefiv saviv maase oireg. Its opening shall have a border all around, and this is the work of a oireg, of a waver. Kefi sachro iye loy. It should be for it like the opening of a suit of armor. Loy korea, and loy korea literally means it may not be thorn. So this is what the Rebbe is going to discuss, is these two words, loi korea, it shall not be torn. We're going to read it inside in the Lashon Rav, the way it was printed originally in Yiddish, and try to explain it in English. Seif Aleph, Baim tzivui vosis es me'il o eifed, zog der pasik, the pasik says, sof fo iye lepiv, soviv masi oire, kefi sachro iye loi korea. As we already translated before, and this is the way the neck opening should be. Stellt sich Rashi of the Verta Loi Korea. Rashi, it comes to explain what is the word Loi Korea. It should not be torn. And Rashi says, what is Mefaresh, Kedei Sheloi Korea. In order that it will not be torn. You should specially sew it in a way that it shall not be torn. And Rashi continues, Ve'akoiroi oiver belav, and one who tears it transgresses a law, a negative commandment. And as the Rebbe will continue later in Seif Beit, bringing the rest of the Rashi, which as Rashi says, this is one of the Shasa Loisese, one of the negative 365 negative commandments of the Torah. This is Rashi. It's nicht verstandig. But it's not understood from them was Rashi zogt in Onay von sein Perush. As lo yikorea meint kedei shelo yikorea, the fact that Rashi explains that when the Pasuk says lo yikorea, it might not be torn, so Rashi adds the word kedei. Rashi says that the Torah tells you the reason why it should be aimed in that particular way, so that it will not be torn. It's a reason. Is klar, as Rashi nehmt on, as loi korea is nit kin inyan v'tzivur fazich, nor sit an esin astam of them v'shtet frier in posik. Sofo iye lepiv, kefi sachro, kedei, sheloi korea. The fact that Rashi writes that it is in order, it should not, so clearly Rashi doesn't accept that loi korea means a commandment on its own. In other words, you can read the verse in two ways. You can read the pasuk as it's written, lo yikoreya, means that you shall not tear that me'il, which is a negative prohibition, a lav, that me'a commanded not to tear the me'il, the special garment made for the Kohen Gadol. Comes Rashi and says, shelo yikoreya, that the word is really not a commandment on its own, but rather, dear, the Torah tells you the reason why should you saw it in that particular way, in order, sheloi korea. Rashi adds the words, kedei she. This is the words that Rashi says. So that it will not be torn. So if this is what Rashi's opinion is, that that's what the meaning of the pasuk is, ein vi is Rashi moisiv behemshech leze. Un mitavav ha-moisiv, how does Rashi add and continues, and he adds the letter vav, which means end, and he says, ve'akoi roi eva belav. And one that hears it is violating a negative prohibition. But loydem zayne diverte loyikoreya nit anesin astam, nor atzivui alav ifne atzmoi. If you read it, the way Rashi adds that you are violating a negative prohibition, so when it says in Torah loyikoreya, is like the simple level of understanding. The Seira says that you should make it like the opening of a suit of armor, it shall not be torn. Which means this is the love. This is the negative prohibition. It's an independent statement, which is a negative commandment. Loi koreya. Rashi comes and seemingly combines two things. In one end, he says that loi koreya is the reason for why the Torah describes how that so-called the me'il, the suit should be so, it should be end. And then Rashi says, and plus, you're also violating a love. It's either or. How do you read the verse? Is either kedei sheloi, in order it should not be torn, or it is a commandment, loi, do not. Because when you learn in pshat, as the Rebbe also comments in the third footnote, in pshat, there is, you don't break the reason for the mitzvah and to make it into a prohibition for itself. As it says in Ora 3, Al derech hapshat, ein mistave loimar shetam ha-mitzvah ugam tzibu yifnei atzmoi. That the reason for the mitzvah becomes a commandment. And he brings a shakle v'taya in Sefer HaMitzvot la-Rambam, which the Rambam takedir says very clearly, that the reasons of a mitzvah is not counted as a mitzvah on its own. For example, he brings that that a woman who was divorced and after she gets married, so the Torah says, "Lo yuchal balo rishoin asher sholcho loshuv lekachto." He can't remarry here. And the Torah says, "Veloy tachti es oretz." So the land should not become filled of sin. So veloy tachti es oretz is the reason for the prohibition. There is no negative commandment, veloi tachti es oretz. And similar other prohibition which the Rambam brings, that when the reason is being mentioned, it's a reason. And we don't consider the reason as its own commandment. Rashi, apparently here, takes the words loi koreya and explains it as a reason for the special procedure of the me'il, and yet he also counts it as a lav bifnei atzmo, as his own commandment. Continuing in the question is even more so. Noch starker is the Tmiya. Even further, the question on Rashi is not only why does he do it, but it's actually a contradiction to what the Gemara says. What does it say in the Gemara? In the Gemara steitake, the Gemara says in Yuma, Omar Rochva, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Rochva says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Amekareya bigde keune loike. One tears one of the priestly garments, then he gets malchus, he gets lashes for violating a loisase, a negative prohibition, shenemar, as it says, lo yikoreya, that the garment should not be torn. So it's a negative commandment not to tear this garment. So clearly, lo yikoreya, Rav Yehuda, all is a negative commandment. Continues the Gemara, maskif lo Rav Ache bar Yaakov. So Rav Ache bar Yaakov asks on Rochva in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, why would it be considered a negative prohibition? V'dilmo oche ko'omar rachamone. Perhaps this is what the Torah is teaching you. Ne'evid le'isofo ki eiche de'loi nikora. That you should make for the me'il a special ham in order that the actual head will not be torn. Meaning that the Pasuk is simply explaining the reason why is it necessary for this particular ham, rather than the Torah telling you that there is a loisase, a negative prohibition. Answers, apparently, Rav Yehuda to Rav Acher, and he says, Miksiv sheloi koreya? Is it written sheloi so that it is not be torn? Is that what the Torah says? The Torah doesn't say sheloi yikoreya. The Torah write sheloi so that it would not be torn. Then the pasuk will indeed consider this is actually a reasoning, an explanation why this special ham is necessary. But the fact that it says lo yikoreya, it shall not be torn, so therefore it's clearly that the pasuk implies that it's not an explanation for the special hamming, but rather it is a negative loisase, it's a negative mitzvah. Thus ace, as the taitu lo yikoreya ki eched eloi nikora, is bestiret zuzong ashez alav. From the Gemara comes out clearly that if you learn that ki eched eloi nikora, which means that in order it shall not be torn, that it's a reason, is a contradiction to consider it alav, a negative prohibition. Und der Frage findet man da in Meforsha Teure, that's why many Meforshim are learning zwei Shittas. There are two opinions how to learn the Loikoreya, meaning they don't combine the two opinions. Just like in the Gemara, it's a dispute between Rav Yehuda and Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So we also have commentaries under the Taitshas Loikoreya is blois anesin astamoy frio. Some learn that Loikoreya is a reason, and this is not a negative prohibition. Under the Taitshin, asid alav vifnei atzmoy, that it is alav. And as the Rebbe brings in order five, his Metzayan, the Pirush Reb Sadie Goyen, Ala Toiro, Reb Sadie Goyen says he actually learns that it's a reason. Kedei Shaloi, Pirush Reb Avram Ben Arambam, the Rambam's son Reb Avram is also learning that it is a reason. He actually adds that there's a tradition that there is also a negative prohibition, but he clearly brings it into two different explanations. Mincha Blula, who learns this way, ve'oid, and many other Meforshe commentaries of the Torah. In this footnote, the Rebbe also goes in, how does the Targum learn it? So he brings inside in Order 5, that Betargum Unkeluskan, the way the Unkelus Targum translates, he says, Deloi is Baza, which Deloi means, in order it should not. The Targum Unkelus also learns that the word Loikor is actually a reason, not a independent negative prohibition. This is at the Targum Unkelus. It brings in the lower footnote, in the Shule Agilia, and there's a different version of Targum Unkelus, which actually doesn't say de, rather lois baza. And then the Targum Unkelus would actually learn that it is a negative prohibition. In Rei Baruka Benesina Leger, there's a book called Nesina Leger, which goes on the Targum, and there it discusses the two different versions in the Targum Unkelus. And same thing, there is two Gersoes in the Targum from Loizach, which is another pasuk, which the Rebbe is going to bring later. Rashi brings, talks about the same issue, about the Choshen being tied up to the Ephod. Mashenken below Yosuru, regarding removing the poles from the Orein, which is another pasuk discussing the same concept. Metargem lo yeidun, they should not be removed, which is also not a reason, but rather a negative prohibition. So this is a discussion in a reference to how the Targum learns it. But clearly, there is two opinions, what and how that Loi Korea means. Rashi brings it as one opinion, that both it is a reason and a negative commandment. So therefore comes the question, as the Rebbe concludes, Seif Aleph is tomu aviz, Rashi metzarev tzvei fakerte perushim, in ein und elzelvum perush. Ados Rashi combine these two seemingly opposite explanations, and he puts it into one commentary of his explanation on the verse Lo Yikoreya. And he references in Ore 6 that the Tzedol Aderech Kosav, the Tzedol Aderech actually writes that Mashe Piresh Rashi Achakach Vakoiroi Oiva Belav Oi Oi Komar. So the Tzedol Aderech, which is a classic commentator on Rashi, was also bothered me the question. And he says that Rashi actually means oi oi, either or, either it's an explanation, a reason, or it's a negative prohibition. Obviously, because of these two opinions in Gemara. Aderech Zekosa Besefer Azikorn Kan also writes similarly to the Tzedol Aderech. But the Rebbe does not accept it as a pshat in Rashi. Why? So the Rebbe says, Aval Koshe Lefarish Kein Kavonas Rashi. This is difficult to accept it as Rashi, the Imkein, Havel Elemeimar, Dover Acher, Vekayoitzeboi, Kedarkoi, Bekol, Bekamu Mekoimus. Rashi would have write, on the second Pshat in Veloi Korea, Dover Acher. Another explanation is the Loikorea is not a reason by the Tzalaf. The fact that Rashi brings it as one continuation, as the Rebbe mentioned before, he says Ve Akoiro Yoiva Belav, as if this is one continuous explanation, it obviously makes it difficult to accept that Rashi means either or. Rashi means both, and the question is, how does Rashi, where does Rashi take that Veloi Korea can serve both as a reason and also as a negative commandment? Se'iv Beis. The Noch is Rashi Mamshi. Rashi continues in our Pasik Veloi Korea and says, Sheze Miminyen Lavin Shebetoiro. That this prohibition, Loi Korea, is one of the negative commandments of the Torah, which means it's one of the 365 Loi Seses. Vechein, so too, not only this verse, Loi Korea, is one of the commandments, but also when it says earlier, Veloi Izach HaChoshen, that the Choshen should not be detached from the Eifoid. Vechein and so too lo yosuru mimenu, which it says later. Which it says earlier in Parashas Terumo about the poles who were placed in the Oren in the Ark, and it says that the poles shall not be removed of the Ark. Anem avibad the Oren. Both of those verses are also counted as negative commandments in the Torah. This is what Rashi says. In Pashtus, just a short footnote, but it's important. Later in the Sicha, the Rebbe in Ora 11 references to the fact that Rashi, Atam she Rashi Magdim, Rashi, when he brings the other two commandments, is Magdim Akos of the Pasha Seinu. He brings the Pasik in our Pasha about the Choshe not being removed or detached from the Ephod, La Akos of the Pasha's Trumo, Akoidmoi. Before he brings the second Pasik, which is really earlier in the Torah in Parshas Terumo regarding not moving the poles away from the ark. So the Rebbe explains here, Al Pipshat, Ki Velo Izach, that this second, the first Pasik, which is about not moving the Choshe from the Eifoid, Nemar Al Asar, is first of all written right here in the context of our discussion. Behefsek Eze Psukim. It's only written a few Psukim earlier. Our discussion is in Pasik Lamed Aleph. And this is brought down just a few psukim earlier in Pasik Chofches. So that's why Rashi brings this Pasik first. Beis, medubar gan kevi big de kuna. This Pasik of the Choshed and Eifoy talks about the context of the priestly vestments, the priestly garment. However, the Pasik about the poles not being removed from the ark is talking about the Kleya Mishkan, the vessels. So therefore, Rashi finds it necessary to mention a later Pasik before bringing that pasuk, which is earlier in Chumash. But later in Seif Yud, the Rebbe is actually going to bring a reason, according to Chassidus, that why Dafke Rashi wanted to bring that pasuk, not only for the technicality of being a part of the discussion, but rather there's a real pnimiyazdika inner reason that Rashi finds it necessary to mention this pasuk before bringing the earlier pasuk. Okay, so back we are in the Sicha. So the Rebbe brings the continuation of Rashi, and he continues, in Pashtes Kumtois. As midiois, midiroisofesh, ezevi, mi, and lavin, shebetera, that what Rashi adds, that this is counted as the negative prohibitions of Tere, is Rashi oisun zu bringen na raya, as loi korea is alav. Seemingly that Rashi is looking to prove us that when it says loi korea, it means a negative prohibition. Even though the simple reading of the pasuk is, like we said before, is Rashi explains it is a reason so that it is not being torn, but nevertheless, since Rashi also wants to tell you that it is a negative prohibition. And how is it a negative prohibition? Because it's counted in the Shasal Loisase, in the 365 negative prohibition. So it's a prohibition also, not only a reason. But still, isn't it moving? Rashi's perush doch miyusad apshutish mikro. Explained many times, Rashi himself brings it in the beginning of Bereshis, that each pshat is only on the simple understanding of the verse. is from vanen nem drashi from pashtus aksuvim as loikareya is miminyan lavin shebetayra. The question is, in the simple reading, where does Rashi take it? Yes, you find that in the list of the negative prohibitions proves you that it's also a lav. But me not looking to figure out the verses according to the list of the mitzvahs. We are trying to understand that what Rashi's task is to understand the explanation of the pasuk. Where in the simple reading of the psukim do you find that Lo Yikareya is actually counted as a lav? Yes, the idea, the very fact that there is such a thing called Tariag mitzvahs and there is a listing, is Rashi himself brings it, as the Rebbe in the footnote 13 brings Rashi in Vaishlach. Yaakov says him Lovon Garti. Garti says Rashi, he kept Tariag mitzvahs, the same letters of the word Garti. In Mishpatim, Moshe came up to our Sinai to take the Torah of mitzvah, Rashi says, all these 613 mitzvahs. He does mention that number. Regan Perish Rashi Shlach. Rashi says the regarding tzitzis, the gematria of tzitzis is 600 plus the 8 strings, the 5 knots, makes it into Taryag. So Rashi does consider, even in his explanation on Chumash, the idea of 613 commandments, ubimele otasan ortim pshute shel mikro, to mention that, yes, since you find this Lo Yikareya in that listing, so that proves that there is such a lav, not only a reason for the way you should organize the garment. So that actually is right. But the Rebbe says, Abba Sosichur, it can echrech in Pashtus Aksuvim as the lav Lo Yikareya Geitarein in the Minyan. We don't have anywhere, seemingly, in the simple reading of the Psukim, that it does belong in the counting. And as he brings in Ora 13, in Ora 14, we have in Tesfas and Soita, Tesfas discusses the different opinions about learning certain verses, that some Tanoim learn it's a mitzvah, some Tanoim learn it's not. When Tesfas discusses how would they fit, if they don't count it as a mitzvah, how would they consider the list of the 613? And Tesfas comes with explanations. So in other words, not everything which is in that list is everyone on the same page. So here too, if Rashi is learning Kritish and Mikra, and he says that it is counted of a part of that list, so we need to know where did Rashi see it. And he brings in Ora 14 that Bechlal, there is a Das of Behag, the Behag, the Alochas Doilot, which is one of those qualifiers and organizers of the mitzvahs, he Bechlal, he does not even count it as one of a mitzvah. He clearly counts it only as a reason. The other two that Rashi brought, he does count as a prohibition. And the Rebbe is Metzayan to the Marie Perlo. This is a famous commentator on the Sefer HaMitzvot of Rabbi Saadia Goyen that the Rebbe brings many times in Lekut HaSichas. Rabbi Ruchem Fishel Perlo, which he has a tremendous arichus in explaining the different opinions of mitzvahs, when are they counted, when aren't they counted, and goes into a big give and take, Ashak Levitaria, and he discusses this very issue too. But clearly, if the Behag doesn't count it, so the question is why Rashi does count it. Siv Gimel. Noch man nicht verstandig, even further is not understood, is the Siyum from Perush Rashi. Rashi continues, like we said before, v'chein lo izach ha-choyshen, v'chein lo yosuru mimenu, anema, which is written regarding the poles of the ark. Why does Rashi bring it here? So Meforshim zogin, al bitaro bringen di tzvei psukim, Meforshim explained that Rashi brings those two verses, is Rashi oisun zu bringen a dugmen lepirushen. Rashi is looking to bring an example to his explanation here, that what? Just like he says here, as lo yikareya, isaya lav bifnei atzmoi, unsaya nesin astam, kedei shelo yikareya. Just like here he learns that it's both. It is a negative prohibition plus a reasoning for the prohibition. So he brings those two psukim, those two verses, which we see the same idea. Vorim oichin yene psukim, in those psukim, is pirush haposhut, in velo izach, un lo yosuru. The simple pshat, the simple reading means that it's a reason. Kedei shelo izach, you should fasten the ephod to the choshel in a way that in order it shall not be detached. Or you should put the pulse in the oren in a way, kedei shelo yasur, in order they should not be removed. But seemingly it's a reason. And yet, nevertheless, undog zan ezei lavi mifnei atzmoi. They are counted as independent negative prohibitions. Und wer reingerechnet in minin alavin, they are being considered and counted in the listing of the prohibitions. So Rashi brings those two verses to prove his idea that in veloi korea, not to till, that Be'il is also serving the same concept. It is a reason plus an independent negative prohibition. That's a commentary to explain it. But it's misverstanding, but this is also questionable. Nei, sabav di shayle anal, adelech anal siv beis, oich dorten fun vanet nem drashe fun pashtus aksuvim, just like the question that we had about our verse, the same question goes about these two verses. How do we know the simple reading? Again, we are dealing with Rashi. Rashi's job is finding everything in the simple reading of the verses. So the question is, yes, where in those verses do you find that it's an independent prohibition in addition of being a reason? You're bringing me a reference that you find the same idea there, but who says there? Where is your source there that it's actually serving both a love and a time and a reason? But the question goes even further. Because if the psukim lo yizachun lo yasuru, shtelzach nidrashi tzu oistaychin, avivanin anasinastam, unala bifne atzmai. Rashi and those two psukim, which are even mentioned earlier, Rashi doesn't explain that they are serving both purposes. Not the reason and a love. Only when it comes to our pasuk lo ikareya is where Rashi finds it necessary to explain. Is iman efshach? Either way, eips is do ashverekait in taichin lo ikareya say al stam say al slav. If it is something difficult, and Rashi has to point it out and say yes that there is both here. Oto Rashi gidav ze eip still zichav still lef lo yosuru un lo yizach v'shtein frier in chumish. If you find it necessary to explain, then the first time, in the earliest times, when you have a similar verse, which serves both as a reason and as a negative prohibition, Rashi should have explained it there. If it is a necessary, if it is necessary to explain. In a Rashi alt, as in Odem Perush is nitok and shverekai, but in the other end of Rashi, thinks that that there is no difficulty in accepting that it's both a negative prohibition and a reason. Even more so, since it's a fil poshet as Rashi darf dos gornish mefarishain, but the bruchomish v'tzichalein chapnoi from pirush, the Rashi doesn't have to explain us because he assumes that the child learning chumish will himself look on the verse and say it is a reason for the way you aiming the garment and it is a love. It is a reason about the ephod and the choshen and a love, and same thing about the poles. If it's so simple and everybody can understand it on his own, then the question comes the other way. Why does he have to emphasize it and explain it in our verse? We're not bringing raya's lepirusha and even bring proofs. If it's so simple, so it's simple. So either way, if it's not simple, then the explanation should have been there. If it is simple, what happened in our verse, Loi Korea, that suddenly, after those previous two verses, Rashi comes and finds it necessary to explain that it is, we should know that it's both, it is a reason and a negative prohibition. Continuing Siv Dalet. Of the erste Shaila, the first question that we had before, that how does Rashi come and add both, it is a reason and a love and a negative prohibition, if seemingly he learns that it is a reason by writing the words kedei she, especially that from the Gemara comes out that it's two different of opinions regarding that question. So says of di shaila regarding that question, faren fer mefarshim commentaries explain the sifse chachamim nachlas Yaakov. He brings a number of commentaries in footnote 17, and they say as follows: lefi pshute she mikro daf oiskumen as loy korea. In the simple reading of the pasuk, the first understanding is that it is not just a commandment, nor and it's in a stam oif freer. The simple reading tells you that really it is a reason of what it's written earlier. In order, it shall not be torn. Aber, eib dozol gimein blois an es in a stam, hot gidaf shtein, shel lo yikorea. If that would have only be a reason, then it should have say, shel lo, in the verse it should have say, so that it shall not be written. Like the Gemara is asking from the words shall, if that's the opinion which holds it's a reason that the Gemara says that should I say she. Der fünfer steht lo yikareya und azo yoich ve lo yisach und lo yosuru is gedrungen and it proves that the Torah is the mit merames of a zweien dicken by deit. A double meaning. Aleph, the pashtus mashmos akosuv, the simple understanding is and the sinas tamoy freer, that's a reason. Beis atzivui lo yikoreya. In other words, on its simplest level, when the pasuk says that it should be like the opening of a suit of an armor, it should be for it so that it will not be torn, then what is the simple reading of the pasuk mean? The pasuk means that it is a reason. You should make it in such a way that it shall not be torn. However, the word she, so that, is not written explicitly in the pasuk. And therefore, we can understand that as what? It shall not be torn. An independent commandment, which is a loisase, a negative commandment, it shall not be torn. Right? And therefore, Rashi comes and brings us that there is a simple understanding that it is a reason, but still, since the Torah does not write she, so that, quotation mark, so that shall not be torn, so it also means it's a negative prohibition. That's how the commentaries explain it. And that's why Rashi says what he says. But then the question is, it's bleibt aber schwer, kedeleil, the question is here too. For what is Rashi not mefarish or does als frier? If lo yosurum ve lo yisach. Very good. You have a very good answer why Rashi accepts here that it is a reason plus an independent, because the simple reading proves and shows that it's a reason. The fact that the Torah does not specifically or explicitly write it as a reason tells you that there is also a negative commandment. Fine, great. But if that's what it is, why and what happened in the previous two times, Belo Yosuru and Lo Izach, that Rashi did not explain it here too? That there is the simple reading of the verse, then there is the way it's written, and one proves it's a reason, and one proves it's a negative commandment. Why doesn't Rashi explain it? Before we continue, let's take a look at second on Ohore 18. In Ohore 18, the Rebbe brings the Marganisa Tov, which is a commentary that the Rebbe was betzayim before, and same thing, the Rashash in Yume, write as follows, Kosav, the Avov, the Velo Izach, Meshamish Keshin. He says, since it says in the Torah, by the Choshen and the Eifod, Velo Izach, so the letter Vov serves like Shin, like in order it shall not. Belochein pashut dedinasinastam, and that's why it's simply understood that it is serving as a reason. But still, it's written velo izach, which also is translated as a negative commandment. So Rashi understood that the learning chumish, you will understand that it's both. But there is actually an indication that there is a reason, not like by us, which it doesn't say sheloi; it only says loi. That's what the Marganisa Tovah says. Velochem Poshut is in a stam. I, the Gemara itself in Yume, when the Gemara discusses that it cannot be a reason, the Gemara asks, Miksiv, Shelo Izach? So you clearly, the Gemara didn't understand that Veloi is a reason like a Sheloi, like if you read it with a Shin. So that Sefer, Mefarish Boi Funach. Fine. But the Rebbe says, "Avad nois of lezer." In addition to the fact, the im came svirel el Rashi, the tiv Rashi take holds that velo izach means a reason, just like it would have been written, Shelo Izach, then Avile Lefarish be Velo Izach. Rashi should have explained it here explicitly and say that Veloi means a reason. Veloi listo, you may not leave it without explanation. But in addition to that, Ari Bepirush Rashi Khan, Mefuresh, here Rashi clearly doesn't learn like this, because Rashi Bayos says, Vakoiroi over Belav. If you tear the garment belav, and Rashi brings the two other places, and he writes, Vechein velo izach. Ainu, she velo izach hu lav. Clearly, Rashi learned that velo izach is a lav, not a reason. So this is why we cannot accept the Marginisa Tovas explanation. Ulefidvorov, according to the Marginisa Tove, lo motzichim litchok shu gam lav. Why do you have to tell me and try to kind of push it in to say that it's also a lav, if according to him, it's a reason. Clearly, that the simple reading of Velo Izach is only a lav, and still it also serves as a reason. And the question is, why does Rashi not explain it there if he finds it necessary to explain it by us regarding the Me'il? Continuing now, Seifei. So now the Rebbe comes with the explanation. Is the biur in them? The explanation is as follows: Al derech hapshat dafoyeskumen as lo yosuru umvelo izach zayne nit kaine sinastam. The simple understanding of the psukim is these two verses regarding the choishen, regarding the poles, the badim in the rings of the Aron, really are not reasons, no blois at sivui velav ifnei atzmoi. They should really be understood just as a lav, just as a commandment. Why? Vorum begizok friet. Eib sida nesina stam, od gidav tein, shelo yosulu, shelo izach. If it's a reason, the Torah should have said, shelo, which is kikush sa gimore, the gimore says, dear, in masech te yume, when the gimore wants to discusses this very idea, and the Gemara says that someone says that it's a reason. So the Gemara says, no, how can it be a reason since it says Eloizach and not Sheloizach? Mixiv Sheloizach, Shelo Yesu. Does it say that the Choshen should not be detached? It says Loi. So really, Loi means a negative prohibition, not a reason. Unagam as a state nish beloshen loito sirem, oder ve loito ziach, was wohl gemeint at zivuy of a mention, du soll say nit opton. It doesn't say in the digduk, if it talks to a person in Hebrew, would have said loito sirem, you should not remove them, or you should not detach it. Rather, it says lo yosuru, as the badim zol nit obgiton ver. Obgiton vern von the taboys, that the pole shall not be removed. And as ech velo izach is seemingly not a word which is used as an order to the person. But still, the Rebbe does understand that it's a prohibition to the person. And how does it fit with the wording? So he explains, kenos kitaych vern via tzivui. It still can be explained as a commandment. How? The Torah tells you, lo yizach and lo yosuru means as follows. Der mensch darf sich mishtadl sein, as the body lo nit obgiton werden von die taboys, weil der sebe lo yizach. Yes, it's an order to the person. It says lo yosuru, lo tisireim. It means to say explicitly that it's your job and your responsibility to make sure that they don't get removed. But we are talking to you. We are commanding the person. A little bit of the tzivu in Onei Pasik, it says, Betaboy so'orn iyu abadim, that the pole should be placed in the rings of the ark. But see, that tzivu, it's obviously a commandment. Agam de Pasik ret nitveng pula so'odom. The Torah doesn't specifically talk there about the person, no veng the badim. It describes more the situation of the poles. Betaboy so'orn iyu abadim, they shall be there. But nevertheless, me understand that is ordering the person. So obviously, these two commandments regarding the ark and regarding the choshen is clearly an order of the person. And that's what lo yisuru means, and that's what lo yizach means, and that's why we understand clearly that it is a negative prohibition. What happens in our parsha? Here we have a different, and here is where it all comes together. A shinu is ober in unzer pasik. There's a difference in our pasik, where stated written lo yikorea. Kuf kmutza, there is a kometz under the kuf, veresh sruy under the tzere under the resh. Lo ikoreya, binyan nifal, which means something shall not be done. It shall not be torn. Now, was demot. Eib dosidat sivui vir velo izachun lo yosuru. If you're going to learn that lo ikoreya is the same as what is written earlier regarding the choshen, regarding the rings, the poles, it will come out that since it says by us, in a different pronunciation, it says lo ikorea. Darf zayna shinui unaisofe mervi baize. In dem tzivu lo ikorea, it will come out that in our commandment lo ikorea, the Torah comes and adds something different, which is not found in the previous two commandments. Why? Because the word ikorea doesn't just mean don't tear. But Virashi Taich by Kol Meloche lo ye'ose bo'em. In Parshas Boy, regarding Meloche an Yom Tov, it says lo ye'ose. Also, mit a comet under the iron. And a tzere under the yud, lo ye'ose. And what does Rashi say there? Rashi says, what is lo ye'ose? It doesn't say lo yase, don't do. Rather, lo ye'ose. It means binyan nifal. Meaning it should never be cooked, and yom the food, it says, afilu al yedei acherim. Activity cannot be done on yom tev. The fact that it's written in lo ye'ose mit ha-kometz and atzere means it shall not be done even to others. Which means now there is a chidush, there is a new phenomenon in ikoreya, which we don't find by the previous ones, lo izachun lo yosuru, which will mean as follows: the sayest as velo izachun lo yosuru, unoch kama zored b'mishkan vekeilov, izal de acherim machnitois. If others do it, then it's not a problem. You should not do it because it doesn't say in a way of in a way of binyan nifal. It doesn't written in a way that it shall not be removed. It says, you shall not remove them. So you would say, listen, there it says, you shall not. By tearing the garment of the kahuna, it says, it shall not be torn. So the fact that here it's written differently, it means that by us, by the tearing, it means that even others cannot do it. But the other prohibitions, you shall not do it, but you're not responsible on what others do. But obviously, al derech hapshat leikt sich das nit. Doesn't make any sense in the simple understanding of the verse to say such a thing and to make such a extreme difference between all other prohibitions regarding Bigde Kehuna and the Mishkan and his utensils and when it comes to tearing of the garment. And therefore, so it says loi korea, and it's written differently than the other verses are written, the way lo Yizach is written, the way lo Yosuru is written. So that's why here, where the pasuk is written differently, is when Rashi comes and he writes his pshat. And the Rebbe continues, the Rebbe types Rashi, kedei shelo yikoreya. That what the pasuk means to tell you, in order it should be written. The shinu yaloshin in pasuk do is an esinastam. Here, it's clearly a reason. The fact that it's written, velo ikoreya, don't mistakenly translate it that you, it shall not be torn by you, but it may be torn by others like lo ye'ose meloche. Therefore, here Rashi says, no. Shelo ikoreya is clearly written in that specific way to give you the reason for the way I want you to organize that meal, for the way you should sew it, the aiming of the meil should be shel lo ikareya. Weil das ist nicht wie bei lo yosurun velo izach. Lo yosurun velo izach is only a lav. Here, it's a reason too. But if it's a reason, so who says it's a lav? Rashi continues. Ibaldo bereshteit nit shel lo ikareya. It doesn't say she, which means explicitly that so that it should not be written. Therefore, the funmuchum moving as imuchach as do is oich do atzivui velav ifnei atzmo. That in addition of being a reason, it is also a lav ifnei atzmo. So clearly, the Gbei Rashi says why Rashi explains it here and only here, because here is where the Torah writes it in a way that if you don't explain it as a reason, you might come up with a big chidush that doesn't fit in the simple understanding of the psukim, that somehow there's a special exception, like by Melech an Yomtev, that you cannot do it, but somebody else could do it, and that would be too extreme, and not right in the simple understanding of the psukim. So therefore, Rashi here finds it necessary to explain that it says lo ikareya means a reason, so in order to lo ikareya. But the fact that it doesn't say sheloi is really also to teach you there is a lav. And clearly, when you learn it, that it's a reason, sheloi, so the Rebbe in footnote 26 brings, like the Behag. The Behag counts lo yosur and lo izach as a lav, and it doesn't count lo ikareya, like it was mentioned earlier in Ora 14. And the Behag is probably understood the way the simple pshat in the pasuk, that lo ikareya means a reason, not even a lav. I guess he doesn't learn that the fact it doesn't say sheloi. But Rashi here does learn that since the Torah doesn't specifically write it as a reason, it must also be a lav. But the Behag has what to rely on. Before we continue, just two orders. In Ora 19, he said earlier that the fact that it doesn't say shaloi, that tells you that it's just a commandment. It's just a negative prohibition. So he says in Ora 19, ve'af demashenema lekamon later when it comes to Parshas Pkudei. So it says ve'irkesu liyois. Veirkesu liyois al cheshev o eifoid velo izach achoishen. So dear muchach lefare she'eino loshem tzivui. It's not a commandment. Kim emshach lelefonov. It says velo izach. It's not a commandment because it's chelek misipul v'asiyat mishkan v'kelov. It's a part of the story. So we cannot use the verse dear because this is not the commandment. This is just the story how they actually put it all together. Are moving the bemokem sheefshar masim yoytel lefarish loshen tzivui mikim sheloi nemar sheloi. So where you can, you explain that this is a commandment because it doesn't say sheloi, but when it's a part of the story, so therefore you don't have to mention. So you're learning it the way it's obviously being written that it is a commandment. Since after all, it doesn't say shaloi. But this is only because it's a part of describing the story how the Mishkan was arranged. But by us, the fact that it doesn't say shaloi, and it could have said loi, I'm sorry, it says loi, and it could have said shaloi, is clearly an indication that it's a lav and not just a reason. ופשוט אין לפרש הקפונים בדרך הפשט, שכוון עשה כוסף לשני עניונים, אין לה, והנס אין הסתם, כשאין איך בדובר, עם פשט, we don't have to learn that it's both, because there's no reason to say it's both, and therefore, when it doesn't say she, it means a love. In order 24, and it talks about the fact that it says, לא יקורא יא, like in מלוכה לא יעשה בוהם, so he says, אחילו די יקורא יא, יעושה, יאוכל, Kuf ayin alef bekometz legabe izach yosuru shei madgishim beizo eifun sheiye, which means to indicate when it's filled with a kometz, it tells you that it shouldn't happen regardless what way it happens, you should not allow it to happen. Oy beloshel Rashi, shebifnim Rashi says, by melocha afido li deacherim, shum achila, like b'chomet, it says, lo ye'ochel chomet, means any type of eating, or even benefit. Masha'en ken anal, dey medavrim al derech ze. I guess Isach and Yesuru don't talk about which way they should be done, and therefore it doesn't say there's no pronunciation of similar to Ye'ose and Ye'ochel. And he brings number 25, the Ragachover, who says, Gabi Me'il, Grome, Afshe Bepoyer Nase Be'ezu Eifen Shehu Osur, that even to cause indirectly for the Me'il to be torn is not allowed. And the Chayim Edayek Lashna Apostle, Dixiv Lo Yikorea. It should not be torn. So this is the way we understand now. Rashi came up with the fact to sell us both. It is a lav, and it is a reason. It is a lav because it says Lo Yikorea, and it has to be a lav. There is a lav because it doesn't say Sheloi. And there's a reason because it's written lo ikoreya. Ikoreya means it's a reason. Continue, see, vav. See, the chabral didn't move it. So also still not understood. Ei v'tere v'liyozog natzivui. Now that you're learning that it's also a commandment. So the question is, pavosh teidot tzivui blois beremes. How do we get it at a commandment? Because it doesn't say she. It doesn't say sheloi. It means it's not only a reason, but it's a commandment. Why is it written? Why is the commandment brought out in such a indirect way? A commandment should be written clearly. As it brings in the Kutas Sichas, Chelik Yud, the Rebbe always spoke that when it comes to a story, you can bring it in ways that it should be written nicely and so on, Loshnekiyo. But when it comes to Halacha Lemaisa, you write clear. Why is it not written clear that it is a commandment? And you only learn it from the fact that it doesn't say Sheh, that proves you that it is a commandment. The Iber is Rashi Mamshich, Shezevi Minyan Lavi Shebetero. That's going to answer now the question why Rashi mentions that it is listed in the Tayag Mitzvahs. And we had before the question, why does Rashi have to mention it? Who does Rashi take it? And so on. Rebbe says, the Iber is Rashi Mamshich Shezeh Mimira Meshebeterem. Does was lo ikorea. Ot oich dem baidait fun lav. The fact that lo ikorea means also not only a reason, but it also means a negative prohibition. Is need birdei zu losen do wissen dem etzemo isur. As mitorni dreisen dem iil. So it's not because the tailor wants to teach us here the commandment not to tear the garment. Does veis mesheim imokim achel. We're going to see later when we know it. But we know it already. Why is it mentioned here? Is nor kidei does azayim minyan lavin. It's only to counted and considerate. The tailor wants to put it as one of the 613 commandments, one of the shasal loisas, one of the 365 negative prohibitions. In other words, the pasuk do vil dem isur ayodua, that prohibition which was already known previously. The Torah only wants a reine man in cheshbon for shasal loisase to bring it into the counting, und der feir muza do oben dem badai von alav. And therefore, we learn that here it must be alav. And how do we know? Because it doesn't say, because it's written in a way of lo yikorea, and not shelo yikorea. Und das kann stehen euch bloß bei Remes. This can also be written in a way of Remes. In other words, if the Torah looks to introduce a lav, a negative prohibition, then obviously the Torah would have write very clear that it should, we should understand that lo yikora, that you shouldn't tear it, it should be not only as understood as a reason, but it should be very clear understood as a negative prohibition. But here, the Torah doesn't come to tell us that is a commandment not to tear it. In a moment, we're going to see why and where do we know that you can't tear a garment. Here, the Torah wants only to ensure that this is counted one of the prohibitions. Therefore, it's enough for that to be alluded in the pasuk, it doesn't have to be explicitly written. Where the taka do we know that it's not a right to that it's prohibited to tear the kohen's garments? So the Rebbe continues from van veisman dem etzem ha'isur and mitonit koraven emihil. How do we know the actual prohibition? That is moving by pashtus from a friedikum pasuk. This you know from a previous verse. What does it say in Pasuk Beis? V'asisa big de kodesh lekavod latiferes. That the whole purpose of making the holy vestments for the kohanim is to glorify them and to honor them. And then atzirishin er beged is nit lekavod latiferes. A torn garment is clearly not honorable and not glorifying. In other words, where do we know that you can't tear the garment? This is not because of today's pasuk, lo yikoreya. The reason is because the Torah specifically writes that the way the kohanim's garments have to look, they have to be lekaveh, they have to be honorable, they have to glorify the kohen. And therefore we know that you cannot tear it, because if you tear it, it's not glorifying. Now comes the second issue. That's just our essay, lekaveh latiferes. Yeah, our pasuk Leikoreya comes to say that not only that in order to glorify the Kohen, but it is also should be counted as a negative prohibition in the Tayag Mitzvah Saseh or in the Shasa Loi Saseh, and that's what is being hinted and alluded by our pasuk, which says Leikoreya, which Leikoreya is really understood as a reason for how the Me'il should be organized, should be sewed. But at the same time, Leikoreya is alive in order to be counted in the 613 commandments. And as the Rebbe brings in order 31, he brings from Rashi that torn garment, mekuroin, afilo in chadoshim, that if a kohen serves with torn garments, even they are new, is disqualified service, the Gemara says in Zvachim. It's psula. Even they are new, why? The lav beged. It's not considered a garment. The be'inen lekoved u'latiferes. To be fitted as a garment for the servant, it has to be lekoved, it has to be glorifying and not torn. And it brings the Rambam, but the Rambam clearly writes also that that's how they have to be. They have to be new, they have to be beautiful. And if they were not serving lekoved u'latiferes, they are actually not disqualifying the service. And the Marie Pelot discusses this Rambam, but nevertheless, this is clearly as a mitzvah. This itself tells us that you cannot tear the big de keuna. The chiddush of our parsha is that of our pasuk is that it's also alive, and that's what Rashi has to write. Shalemi minyan lavin shebetoyro. Continuing now, Seif Zayin. The chura can mefregen of them. Based on what we have learned till now, that the pasuk v'loi korea is a reason in order to loi korea, and it's also counted as a laugh. But the laugh is really hinted in the words loi korea. So the question is, if you think of the kama with the Torah is moisif a laugh, laugh a roll of b'shnei laugh in v'kayoitzebuzeh. The Torah adds a lav, and the reason is that if a person violates the lav, he violated two lavin, two transgressions, and it's gonna the consequences is accordingly. Even though it's a double lav, so the second lav is also mentioned specifically. Don't do it. So in other words, you have a lav, and the lav is not just to command you not to do it. This you know from lav number one. There's a second lav to make the violation even stricter. So then the question is, so we see that when there is just a need to add a lav, the Torah mentions as two lavin, and they are both written specifically. So why is it here, where the old purpose is that it should be counted, Loi Korea should be counted in the 613 mitzvahs, why is it only written in a way of remez, only being alluded to, not mentioned specifically as a lav. So for that question, bavong tos Rashi mitshraibum ve'akoyroi oiva belav, sheze miminyan lavin shebeteiro. Rashi says that if you tear the me'il, then you are violating a lav, sheze, which is one of the lav, which is counted in the number of the lavin. Unid Rashi doesn't say veze, and this is, but rather sheze, which is, the says, sheze miminyan lavin shebeteiro is a tam for vos akoyroi oiva v'lav. Dos v'seris oiva v'lav is os blois v'leris miminyan lavin shebeteiro. So what Rashi is telling us, that the fact that you are violating the lav is really only because it is counted as a lav. We are not looking to make it into a lav. Rather, the reason that you're violating a lav is only because it is counted as among of the lavim. And the Rebbe will explain it more specifically what it means. In other words, what's the difference between here mentioning the lav and in other places? In Ander Erter, where the Tere is Moisif Lavin, is as Virdei der Mi zu machen dem Isur Harber in Hergesh for mention. Usually when the Tere adds to the same prohibition, repeats the lav once and then repeats it twice, is usually to make it more strict in the feeling of a person in to ensure that he doesn't go and violate it. So the fact that it's mentioned twice, you understand that this is a very strict prohibition. Mide kavone, also sein leichter opalten von Tondemisur. Obviously, it's not just to scare you, it's with the intention to make it easier for the person to hold himself back from violating it. So when he sees the lav mentioned twice, he realizes that it's serious, and that will help him to stay away, to keep away from the lav. And as the Rebbe brings over here in order 33, that you see this concept is actually brought in Rashi. He brings the same Rashi, which he mentions before. That Rashi says in Parshas Mishpatim that there is many places, Arbe Mekoymois, there is many places which the Torah repeats something, and it is mentioned with Nei Chesuroira, because a person has the tendency to violate it. And therefore, it is mentioned. It talks actually about a ger, that a convert is in many places. The Torah warns that a convert should be, you know, to be sensitive to a convert, and it says it neshesuroi ra, because his tendency is to move away, to get involved in things which might not be good. And therefore, the Torah finds it necessary to mention it again and again. So here too, the fact that the Torah mentions a lav repeated a number of times is just to make sure that the person is careful. Is careful not to violate it. Careful not to violate it. This is what Rashi says in Mishpatim. V'ger lo l'chilchotz. You should not oppress a stranger. Rashi says that in many places the Torah warns with regard to a convert, mipnei shesura, because his inclination is ra, is towards evil. This is inclination is to be guided by the Yetzirah, by the evil inclination. And therefore you have to be more careful. But this is usually when lavin is repeated. And we do find many times the Torah repeats lavin, as the Rebbe brings in the footnote in order 32. He brings in Pashas Kisiso, in Tzav. There's all kinds of places that we have this idea of lavin being repeated. And the Torah mentions something many times, and the reason is that as more lavim that is mentioned, the liability and the consequences are obviously much more stricter. Abado vasakoyro yevebelav is not b'day to make the misur arba by mention. Here it's different. The fact that it says, and Rashi tells us that you're going to violate a lav by tearing the priestly garment, is not to make it stricter, nor the Tere Vildo a reinrechin and dem Iser von Zerais and dem Meil in Minyan Alavin. It's just because the Tere wants to count it as one of the so-called 365 negative prohibitions. Und bleis, wie a Tritzoy del Fun, is a Koiroi over Belav. And since it is mentioned in the canting, so you would also violate a lav. In other words, the prohibition of tearing the garment is because it's prohibited with other lav. Like we mentioned before, the covered letiferes has to look good and has to be honorable. In addition, we want to put it in the lavin, so when you tear the garment, you would also violate the lav. So that's all to lead to that, to gain the violation of a lav too, but not to tell you that it's forbidden. Und wie bald das der lav ist nicht zu machen arba dem Israel beim Menschen, ist genug, since it's not to make it stricter, ist genug, als der lav steht in a remesdikenefen. Therefore, it doesn't have to be mentioned specifically, and it can also be written in a way of just alluding to it, like the way it was explained earlier in our parsha. That it's only alluding to the fact that there is a lav. The mit is euch moving for was Rashi is meshande for loshna gemore. And another thing would also be explained that Rashi changes from the gemore. In the gemore it says, "Amekarei b'gedikehune loike." If you tear priestly garments, you get lashes, and lashes is for violating a prohibition. But Rashi changes and schreibt va'koyroi over belav. Rashi just says he's violating the lav without mentioning that this is lashes. So here again is the explanation like I mentioned before. Because Rashi comes to teach us that we're not talking about the stringency of the sin, rather to the fact that it is counted amongst the lavin. The adgosh in Rashi is not to erase bringing them choymer achet from zureisen the meil, not to bring out the stringency of the sin of tearing the garment of the Me'il, bis zu Bakube Malkes, to tell you that, you know, if you tear it, you're going to end up getting Malkes, lashes. Nor Adarab, das was lei korea ot euch dem badaitum alav. It's only to mention that it also contains the idea of alav. And this is bleizat tzoye derfun, was der isur is shezem imin alav in shebeter. And this is just a result from the fact that it was placed amongst of the lavin. But not to tell you that because you're going to have a lav, so now be careful that you are also violating a lav. Ches. It's noch beralz und glattig. It's still not understood completely. For was a pes dafke dois di tere meisif a lav, birdei es soll arangerechend werden in minyan a lavin. Why is it necessarily here that the tere adds a lav just in order to have that prohibition of tearing the garments being counted as one of the lavin? Usually, we don't look to add lavin. As the Rebbe brings in the footnote 36 from the Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara talks about if a person eats different creatures, an ant, for example, if he gets 4 malchus or 6 malchus, and the Gemara says that maybe there's other things which the fact that it's written two lavin, it means you're going to get also two violations, maybe get double malchus. And the Gemara says, no, kol eicha de'ike le'midrash darshinen. Whenever there's an extra lav, and we can expand the lav into something to be included or added to the prohibition, that's what we do. Ve'loi makminen be'lav yesere. And we don't look just to add and to count it as an additional lav. Even in the simple meaning of the pasuk, usually when there is something mentioned more than once in the Torah, is not that we should have an additional lav, but rather to be interpreted into something else. For example, the Rebbe brings Rashi Mishpatim. Rashi says there about the three times where the Torah mentions the prohibition not to cook a kid in its mother's milk, and it's not just to tell you that when you eat meat and milk, you're violating three different prohibitions because the Torah counts it into three times. Rather, one is to prohibit you from eating a mix, one prohibits you from benefiting from a mix of meat and milk, one prohibits you from cooking a mix of meat and milk. So clearly, you spread out the lav into different areas other than just adding an extra lav. And so to here is, the question is, why would the Torah just look to place this loikareya into a lav? So the Rebbe says, the Riber, therefore, bring Rashi vaita v'chein lo izach v'chein lo yosuru mimenu. Rashi brings the two other areas regarding the choshen and regarding the mizbeach. I'm sorry, regarding the poles in the oren, in the ark, but which is lavin, which the fact that the Torah says lo izach is already mentioned earlier that you should organize it in a way that it should be attached to the ephod. And same thing by the poles. It says earlier that you should make it in a way that the pole should not move. Why does the Torah add lo yizach and lo yosuru? So, was in the lavin is it all kein chidush in them etzem isur? There's seemingly no novelty. There's no nuance in regard to what you said earlier. And the Torah nevertheless does it. And the full zet menat by melechas amishkon vil dat pasik moishiv zayin beminyan lavin. That the Torah does want to add, when it comes to the Mishkan, to put it in the category of the lavin, of the negative prohibitions, and therefore the Torah mentions it specifically, and that's the reason why here the Torah also looks in the Lo Ikareya to be counted as a lav. Wouldn't we see it? So the Sicha continues and explains it explicitly. Beim Choshen state, it says regarding the Choshen, which is the Pasuk that we had right in the beginning of the Sicha, in Pasuk Chavches of our Parsha. So it says, V'choshen, v'yirkesu es ha-choshen, b'psil tcheles, liyois al cheshevo efeit. So what does the Torah say? That when you have the Choshen, which is the breastplate which was in front of the ephod, so it says the idkus es achoshen, and they shall bind the choshen mita boisov, right, from his rings to the rings of the ephod, and the main thing was liyos al cheshev ephod, to be strong with, to be attached to the Cheshev of the Ephod, Veloy Izach HaChoshen Mialo Ephod. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Liyos al Cheshev o Ephod? Says Rashi, Liyos HaChoshen Dovuk, that the Choshen has to be attached El Cheshev o Ephod to the Cheshev of the Ephod. So clearly, it mentions already that they have to be attached to one to the other. Veisman Shoyin as the Choshen Muzain Dovuk Tzum Ephod. That the Choshen has to be attached to the Ephod. And without telling us Lo Izach, that very verse tells you that they have to be attached. Unazoyech Badem Orden, regarding the Ark, there too, the Pasuk which was mentioned earlier in Parshas Truma, so right in the beginning of Parshas Truma when it talks about the Ark, so what does the Torah says? Betaboy so oroin iyu abadim. That the poles have to be inside the rings which is attached to the ark. So it's clear that the body must sein in the taboyes oren. That the poles have to be in the rings. That funvas the Torah is moisiv dilavin. Then it says afterwards, lo yosuru mimenu, un velo izach. Isai choche that proves al bei mishkon un bigde kehuna. Is the pasuk bechlal oisin? The pasuk is looking to moisiv zayin lavin. So now that we have from those two verses a proof that even though when you know something is forbidden, the Torah specifically writes also a lav. So therefore here too, by the Me'il, the Rebbe is showing Gringa zu verstehen, but in the Dan, it's understood here too, das was the Teire schreibt, lo ikoreya, don't tear it, and not shelo ikoreya, nor bichdei zu moisul and alav, only to add alav, even though, why is it necessary? It's necessary because we see that by the Mishkan, Torah finds it important to include things and to make it a part of the lavin, and that's why the Big Day Kehuna is the same. So here in Hora 37, so the Rebbe brings that when regarding this, what it says, lo yosuru mimenu, af sheshom pirush rashi lo yosuru mimenu le'oilom, so you can learn that lo yosuru is not just to make it out of love. Rashi said that it should always, never to be removed. So maybe it's not just a love, but it has an additional component that it should stay forever. Ve're'ei Rebbe Liyor Mizrachi Shom, who writes, De'im lo yikein, oksiv le'il minei betaboy sa'orun iyu abadim. Did he actually say that? The Pasuk tells you that the pole should be in the rings. Why does it say lo yosugu bimenu again? That it means that it should be there forever. And this is the addition. So in other words, it's not just a laugh. The Rebbe said, but if that's the case, Arei Avel El Meimah, the Pasuk could have said, Betaboy Sa'oroin Iyu Abadim La'oilam. Belo Lomale Lo'isif Lav. Why do you add the word Lo'yosuru? The fact that you add as a laugh, so it's not only to teach you that it should be there forever, but it is also mentioned in a way that there is specifically warning you that it's a lav, and here is the proof that the by Mishkan, the Torah is looking to make many of its prohibitions into lavin, into negative prohibitions. In order 38, so here, too, as the Rebbe explained inside, that the fact that the Torah adds lavin, so here too, it's just to add a lav. So he says that there is still a difference. There's still a difference. What's the difference? Af shei sofas alavin de lo yisosu ve lo yizach, eino kebenid nidan. This is not exactly as it's written here, but ve lo yikoreya. Because there, when it says lo yisosu shehi, by us, it's a dir, it's a lav. But by us, shehi rak, shehi v'minyan lavin shebetoiro, kanal baruko bifnim. Right? It's only to put it in the list of the lavin. So therefore, it's not comparable to le'isosu ve'le'izach, which is to make it into a lav, not only because it's a minyan lavin, but rather to tell you that it's forbidden. Kanal baruko bifnim, like it was said earlier, as the Rebbe explained earlier in Seif Hei, that lo yosuru abadim, lo and lo yizach is to tell you that the person has to personally be involved in making sure that it doesn't happen. So how is that compared to lo yikoreya when you say that just like diretz alav, so here too, since it's a different type of love, it's only to put it in the list. Nevertheless, b'chol zeis muchach mizeh sheyesh kanu inyan deisof aslavim bechlal. But the fact that the Torah does write it in a love, and it doesn't rely and the commandment how they should always be attached and how the badim should always be in the rings. So this itself tells you that after all, the Torah is adding it to a lav, and therefore we can learn by us too, it is just to make it into a lav. The Yumtak Yoiser. Now the Rebbe adds even further. Im Timtzoleimar. Shekavonas Rashi b'mashe kosa v'chein lo izach v'lo yosuru. Ugam ken kebinidin didan sheaperush ba'akosuvu kedei shelo yosuru kedei shelo izach. Ki af sheshom al asar masim yoisa lefarishu rak loshen tzivui. In other words, they will be even better to learn that lo yikoreya is to add a lav, and the importance is, because we find it in the previous two psukim, it will fit even better if we're going to learn that but the pasuk lo izach and lo yosuru, this previous two lavin, actually means also in order they should not be removed and not be detached. Even though, as we explained earlier, when you read the pasuk simply, it means just a commandment, don't do it, and not as a reason. But now, after we learn that Loi Koreya means both, so that can also be both. After you're learning the Loi Koreya means a reason and a prohibition, it's possible not to explain. It's even closer to say shekein hu haperush gam bevelo izach velo yasuru. The deal too, it's a reason. Eloshem gam lavin, but they are also lavin mikim shloi nemar sheloi. In other words, here in the footnote, the Rebbe goes back on what was explained inside, and he wants to learn that perhaps even lo izach and lo yasuru is very similar to the way we have learned here lo ikareya. And just lo ikareya is a reason and a negative prohibition, so they too would mean the same. In order not to differentiate between these three prohibitions, between the three verses, well, if he said, if we accept this, then gamo yisof aslavin elu urak pipnei them minya lavin. Then clearly, even the lo izach and lo yasuru is only mentioned because they should be counted among the lavin, and we see that they were counted, so therefore here lo ikareya was also counted, because the Torah finds it necessary to count lavin when it comes to the work done with the Mishkan. And now we continue in the same subject, and the Rebbe comes to learn an opinion in Halacha from this Rashi. So if this, from the Inyonim Ufloim al Derech Halacha in the Pirush Rashi, we can learn things in Halacha from this Rashi is regarding the Halacha which is mentioned in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Ilches Klei HaMikdash, chapter 9, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam paskent, Akireya Pia Me'il, if you tear the opening of the Me'il, of the robe, of the Koyen, Loike, you get lashes, Shenemar, it says, Loi Koreya. Vehu Adin, says the Rambam, the same applies, Lechol Big De Kehune, all garments of the Kehune, not only the Me'il, if you tear them in a destructive manner, you get lashes. Now, if you read the Rambam, comes out there is a difference between the Rambam writes regarding the me'il, the robe, and the rest of the garments. From Pashas Lashna Rambam Kumtois, it says, Do achilik tzuvishn ale big de kehun and the me'il. What's the difference? By alle big de kuna is men loike nor. When do you get lash in all the other garments of the priest? A koiron der chashchose, as the Rambam writes, when you tear them in a destructive manner, meaning there is no purpose, there is no gain, you're just tearing them for the sake of tearing them. And then is when you get lashes. But let's say if you tear them because you want to fix something more, and you want to fix them to tearing them first, mainly there is a purpose for it. So in the rest of the garments, there is no lashes. Ober bat, when it comes to the robe, the Rambam says, Akireya pia me'il loike becholeifin. It doesn't say only if you tear it in a destructive manner, meaning even if you have good intentions, and you tearing it now will help you to fix it better. Or other reasons why a person wants to tear the garment, by the me'il, even that will be forbidden and punishable by lashes. What's the difference? Why is the robe different than all the other garments that we are stricter with the tearing? Than an achroini masbir, so there are commentaries who explain, das harambam, dos vas akireya kol big de kune loike, Idos mitzadim laf ulei tasun kein. Und der laf is nor der chashchose. Ash enget ba mi'il kum malkes mitzadim laf lo yikoreya. Und by dem laf is mechayev malkes becholinyin. But the Achronim, as he explained, it's the Minchas Chinuch, and same thing the Ragat Shover in Tzafnas Paneach. They explain there's a difference between all priestly garments and the robe. We have a general prohibition that the Torah says in Parshas Re'eh that we are to destroy that which is Avodah Zorah, but Loi Tasun Kein L'Hashem Elokecha, we're not allowed to destroy that which belongs to God. That prohibition applies only when you destroy in a destructive manner. And that prohibition is the general prohibition for tearing garments which are of the Kohanim, Bigdei Kehuna, the priestly garments. And you get a lot, and you get Malkus for violating that prohibition. The Me'il, the robe, has his own negative prohibition, Loi Korea. Loi Korea is a general prohibition only for robes, regardless how you're tearing that robe of the Kohen, whether you do it for purpose or without purpose, you are getting to get Malkus. This is what the Rambam learns. You know, the Rebbe points out in Order 40, he brings that this is how the Sefer Korban Chagiga discusses it in Lent, which is brought down in the Mishneh LeMelech in Ilches Klei HaMikdash. But there are others, like the Mishneh LeMelech himself, in other commentaries, Ki HaSefer Mari Pelo, which disagree with this explanation in the Rambam, and they learn that even by the Me'il, the robe, the only way you're going to get Malkus, lashes, is if you do it in a destructive manner. And so seems is the opinion of the Chinuch. But nevertheless, the Minchas Chinuch, the Ragat Shover, and others do understand the Rambam the way we just said before, that the Me'il is different. We Rashi learned, Ober in Pashtos Saksuvim, if you look in Rashi, in the way Rashi understands, as the Pasuk is Moisiv dem lav loi koreya, nit tzulev Moisiv dan anayim iser, Rashi tells us clear that the lav is not written in order to add a new prohibition, no birdei dozala rangen in minyan lav in shebeteiro, rather just to have this prohibition counted one of the 365 negative prohibitions. If that's what Rashi holds, daf lefize oiskemen as l'shitas Rashi bepirush alatero is nitok en chilik in the moifen akriyat suvishun de me'il un anderet big de kuhne. Rashi would hold that there is no difference between the prohibition of the robe or any other priestly garments, but rather they share the same status. And just like by the other garments, you would get lashed only for tearing that in a manner of destruction, so too Rashi would hold, not like those who learn in the Rambam, that the same thing would apply also to the robe, to the Me'il. So this is the Chiddush in Halacha from this Rashi. In Orah 43, the Rebbe brings that those who learn that the difference from the rest of the garments and the Me'il is because the source for prohibiting tearing the rest of the garments is from the Pasuk Le'tasun Kein L'Hashem Elokechem, which means only if you do it in a destructive manner. So the Rebbe brings in Orah 43 that in the Gemara in Yuma, let's see it inside, Ve'af Shebi Yuma Shom Isa, the Gemara says, Amekeireya Big Day Keune Loike. If you tear Big Day Keune means all types of priestly garments, not only the robe. Shenema loi korea. So clearly, the Gemara brings that the source is loi korea, which is written here by the Me'il. Re'ei minchas chinuch shom. The minchas chinuch says, the ledas rishlokish bezvachim, alav de loi korea urak be Me'il. Ve'arambam posak kerishlokish. That according to the opinion of Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says in Zvachim that usually if a Me'il somehow came, any baggage which gets contaminated by a drop of the sin offering, you have to immerse it in the mikveh. And there the Gemara discusses what happened if the Me'il, the robe, had a spritz of the sin offering, and now it became tame. And now you have to bring it in, but you can't bring in a tame garment into the Azorah, into the courtyard. So Shlokhi says that you tear up that little piece which has the spot, and if it's less than 3 fingers by 3 fingers, you can bring it in, because that's not called a beged. But if you're tearing, what happens if you're tearing? Says Rish Lakish, that since it says lo yikoreya, and that love of lo yikoreya applies to the me'il. So you bring it in a way of poches misholish olish, less than 3 by 3 garments. So Rish Lakish clearly says that that love applies by me'il, only by me'il. So the Rambam would pass like Rish Lakish. ולכו הקנו גם הפשוטה של מיקרו שיטס רשי בפירוש על הטרו. רשי would also hold that the prohibition of לא יקוריה only applies by מעיל, even not like the Gemara in Yuma, but like Rish Lakish in Zvachim, שהרי לא נזכר בפירוש רשי גם בשער ביג דקיון עובר על לא יקוריה. We don't see it in רשי, that רשי should mention that the issue, the prohibition of לא יקוריה, goes also regarding other garments. Vekan kosav, here you write, v'akoyr oi, if you tear it, talking about the me'il, the robe, is where you get malchus. So clearly, Rashi does not go with this opinion of that the prohibition of other big de kehuna comes from, so Rashi doesn't go with what the Gemara says, I'm sorry, in Yuma, that all big de keuna are being derived from the same pasuk lo yikoreya. And therefore, we can learn it, like those achronim learn in the Rambam, that it's prohibited because of the love of lo yitasum kein l'shem elokechem, which is in Parshas Re'eh. In Orev 45, so he says as follows: After im timtza loymar da derech hapshat amekareh bigdekeune ein oiva mishum leitasun. Even at im pshat, we may say that if you tear the priestly garments, you're not violating the prohibition leitasun kein Hashem leikechem, like the Achroinim learned, but rather because it says Lo Yikoreya. Nimtza, not Lo Yikoreya, the Nimtza da Mekareya Bigdekun over Rak Be'ese. The Lekovet Letiferes, like we said before, in the end of Se'iv Vav, that the fact that the Torah tells us by Bigdekun that it has to be done in an honorable, has to be dressed and worn honorable and in a glorified manner, so you're violating a positive mitzvah when you tear those garments. So we can say as follows, that all the big de keuna, all the other pieces of garments, you're violating only an esse. Ube me'il, when it comes the robe, loike, you would also get lashes, mishum, loikorea. Im timtza loima, dalav dekeo, rak be'mil. If we're going to go with what we said before, and footnote 43, that the prohibition lo yikoreya only applies to the robe. So therefore, if you tear the robe, you get malchus. The other pieces of garment, if you tear, you violated a positive prohibition, that there has to be lekovid letiforos, but not that you are getting lashes for it. Nevertheless, because of yishloimar, the einzo yisofe be'oifen pe'ila se'isur, Kimrak bechomer oisu. It would still not differentiate the coat from the rest of the garments. It would only differentiate that here you're getting a lav by the coat, by the robe, and here you're violating a esse. But the way of violating the prohibition, both are the same. Meaning that whatever quality you apply to every garment is what you apply to me'il. and they share the same. We're not differentiating that those garments are only prohibited in a matter of destruction. And the robe is prohibited even if it's not a matter of destruction. No. They are all equal. Ve'adarabah, derech hapshat, kol kriya, any type of tearing, be'ezo eifem shehu, v'heipech lekovet l'tefores. So, and this fits with what Rashi's opinion is, that there is no difference between them. Continuing now, Se'if Yud. Now we're getting into the wine, so to speak, to the inner meaning of Rashi. The Chura is not moving by Pnimis HaInyan. For what brings Rashi the Reihe from Lo Isach, which steht in unser Sedre, far the Reihe from Lo Yosudu, which steht in the Friedige Sedre? This question was asked before, and the Rebbe answered that in the footnote 11. Rashi brings two sources in the Mishkan, which we find the same prohibition, Lo Izach, regarding the Choshen, and Lo Yosul, regarding the Oren, the Ark. And the question was asked, why does Rashi bring the proof first from this parsha, Lo Izach, and not from the Oren, which is mentioned previous? Rashi has to seemingly go with the order, and the order comes, the Truma comes before Tetzaveh. So in Or 11, there was an explanation of Pipshat, but now the Rebbe wants to explain it deeper in the inner meaning of the Rashi. Oich, another question in addition to that. Favos is Rashi moisif nochamol, the word vechein lo yosuru. Why does he add the word vechein, and so too lo yosuru? What does it add to the Pshat? Is the full movement? So the way you read Rashi comes out as follows. As the lav lo yosuru is noch a chidush, un a gresser chidush with the lav lo yizach. That prohibition, which it says regarding the Oren, the Ark, is even a stronger chidush, a bigger novelty than the fact of the choyshe not to be removed from the Eifert. But the Ribe brings them Rashi noch velo yizach. That's why Rashi brings it after he brings the choyshe. When is therefore moisif nochamol vechein. In other words, when it's written as a second, means that not only do we find this prohibition by the choshen, but even more so, we find it even by the ark, and that's why it says vechein. And why is it more chidush to say that the Torah is concerned with the prohibition by the Oren than what it is with regard to the Choshen, is the beer in them. The lav lei korea is not a chidush gadol. The fact that it says by us that you should make sure that the robe doesn't get torn is not such a great novelty. It is a verstandige sach. And we turn it, me kalkus on the big dekuna. It's understood that a person should not destroy garments which belong to the Kohanim, which are being worn by the kohuna. You're not supposed to destroy things. So that's the obvious, most simply understood. The Norz looked Rashi, Rashi comes in that. Vechein velo izach ha-choshen. Oich das obruk und dem choshen melo eifoid, that even removing or detaching the choshen from the eifoid, choshen is derini tokan kilkul, you're not destroying anything, you're just detaching one from the other, is oich halav. Okay. Aber euch das ist kemen das verstehen. This also can be understood why it's so important to keep them attached together. It's like the Pasuk alein is dot mamshich, the Torah itself says, V'noso aroi nishmois bnei Yisrael b'choshen ha-mishpot. Aaron should carry the names. This was the 12 Shvatim tribes' names, which was on that breastplate. Aliboy, on his heart, lezikoroin lifnei Hashem tomit, they should always be remembered before Hashem, always to be remembered. So obviously, if you remove the choshen from its, where it belongs, from the heart, which is with the, which is placed on top of the ephod, you are creating a detachment which goes against what the Torah wants you, wants Aaron to always remember. So this also is not such a chiddush. That the Torah warns you against it, because it has to be on your heart. That's the whole idea. When it comes to the third thing, to the rings and to the poles by the ark, So here it becomes a question. What is that? Let's see inside. So but in Gansu need to move the time from Betaboy, so Oroin Iyu Abadim Lo Yosur Mimenu. That the poles have to be in the rings of the ark. The Badi Oron when a Gimar Givon, Birdei mit all them Oron, Kenen Arum Trogen Mimokem Lemokem. Why is the poles all together? The poles was to be able to carry the ark from place to place. They carried it by holding the poles. That's how they carried it. They didn't touch the ark itself. They were holding on to the poles. So then, if it's there just to carry, so the question is, so the vos darfen the badim zayim betaboy saorgen alemol. Why do they always have to be there? Adarab, bepashtes, so the seder gedarf zayim. The way it should have been, the order is, Amizol Zeya Reinling in the Taboys, when men vedafen them oren trogen, whenever you need to carry it, since the whole purpose is to carry, so whenever you need to carry, you put in the poles, you lift up the ark by its poles, and you carry it. Why is it that the Torah wants us to keep it always, that the poles should be always in the rings, even when you don't carry, if seemingly the whole purpose is for carrying? But nevertheless, the Torah wants you to do it. So therefore, Ibad looked Rashi nochamol. That's why Rashi comes in it. V'chein lo yosuru mimenu anema bebadei yoren. That so too me are finding regarding that prohibition not to remove the poles. Oir dos arroisnemen di badei yoren from the taboys is a love. That even there is seemingly no reason, the Torah prohibits you to remove them from the rings. Und punkt das a love, and it's a similar type of love, be the love to zerreißen und mekalkel sein big de kehuna. Just like the prohibition of tearing priestly garments. In other words, the Torah wants to tell you that just like not to tear the garment is not just because it's not nice and it doesn't make sense. There is a very clear line up here when it comes to that what relates to the Mishkan. We have prohibitions, and the prohibitions are not to tear your garment, and the same prohibition is not to remove the choshen, and the same prohibition is not to remove the poles from the rings. And don't think that not to remove the pole of the rings is anything less than something so obvious like not to tear a garment. It is the same prohibition. They all carry the same love, they all carry the same type of negative prohibition, even when it seems unnecessary and doesn't seem so difficult or so challenging to have it removed. Says the Torah, no, I want to warn you. Just that I'm clearly about not tearing the garments, which is clearly a statement of destruction and spoiling the priestly vestment. So too, should you be concerned even with removing the poles from the ark. And now, in Seif Yidalev, the Rebbe is going to explain what is actually the explanation about these poles. He takes it over to this last thing that we just discussed. Let's see if you'd all have insight. Was ist taket der Tam, was lo yosuru mimenu? Why is it that the Torah does not want us to remove the poles by the ark? Zog der Ruf, the Sefer HaChinuch. Chinuch writes, Nitztavinu, lebal nosir badi yoru mimenu. We were commanded not to remove the poles. Pen niye tzrichim lotzis im ma'orin leshu mokim b'mihirus. Perhaps we're going to have to run somewhere very quickly. It's going to be an opportunity that we're going to have to pick up the ark and run. Ve'ulai mitoicha tirde ve'chipozoin, being so occupied in the rush of carrying the ark, lo'i nivdoi kiofe li'o izbadim chazokim kol atzoirer v'chulu, we might not check to make sure that the poles are strongly tightened and fastened in the rings. Aval v'yoisam bo'i mecholim lo'oilom ve'lo yosuru mimenu. In the other end, if you know that they are meant to stay there forever, then a person would always make sure that the poles are strictly and strongly tied to the rings. When you keep on taking it in and out, so sometimes you put it stronger, sometimes you put it looser, and then Chas v'Shalom, one time you can pick up the oren and it's loose, and then you can end up with trouble. So the Torah tells you it should stay there forever, so whenever you have to pick up the ark, you are ready to pick it up without any concerns. The Rebbe brings it from the Chinuch, he's referencing in Orah 49. There are other reasons which he brought down in the Balaturim, which he explains that it's in order to make sure that we are not touching the ark itself, and same thing, other reasons which is mentioned in the Meir Nevuchim. But this is what the Chinuch writes. Der Fun kumt areis ayroi niflo in avedas kol echad ve'echad. From this explanation about the poles in the rings comes out a wonderful lesson. What's the lesson? In the marvel and gelegen the luchas. What was placed in the ark was the luchas, the tablets. Was das is der inyan ha-Torah. Obviously, that represents Torah. So the Torah was the main item of the Oren of the Ark. And the Lashon from Chinuch, Oren Mishkan HaTorah. The Chinuch actually makes the following expression. He says the Oren, the Ark, is the dwelling place for Torah. Oy chayid was lern Torah, it bedug masor. So the Rebbe now comes and says that there is the physical Ark, and then there is the metaphorical Ark. When a Jew studies Torah, he serves as an ark. Er is an ort und Mishkan HaTorah, is the dwelling place for Torah. So now the Yid is the ark. Ken Ayid by sich trachtin, Sayid may think to himself, in the Zeit, was er darf sich obgeben mit Libur HaTorah, at the time that he has to devote himself with learning, and those times that he actually learns, ubifrat eib Torah seyum nosso, especially if Torah is his all in soil occupation, darf er doch sein in ganzen übergegeben zum Limud. So obviously he has to be completely devoted to the learning. Und sein Mufdal von alles herum sich und be detached from everything around him. So then he can think to himself, was für ein Ort hat das Dämmel zu trachten wegen der zweiten Eden? Then, why should he think about another Jew? In other words, obviously when he's not busy learning, so we have a mitzvah and we're always obligated to think about other people. But in the times that you learn and being devoted and preoccupied and completely immersed in your learning, do I have then an obligation to think about another Jew? Here comes the lesson of the way the ark was organized. Of them is the Eroi from the Bade Yoron, from the poles of the ark. Even when the ark was placed in the Holy of Holies, the holiest place in the world, and being that it's the holy place, was the far kanaina rangin, nor the Kohen Gadol, nor be Yom Kippurim. Because it was so holy, only the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur was allowed to get in there. So even with the aura in the ark is placed and positioned in its original spot, Oich dan musen die Badim sein muchonim leilam. Even then, the poles have to be forever ready. As the Chinuch said, b'chdei mizol mitzei kenen brengen dem horn b'mehirus zu dem ort wo mehot em gedarft ob. In order we should be able to rush and quickly bring the ark to the place which it needs to come. Und noch mehr. There are roislem and the badim from the taboys. Remove the poles, vermogt in sich dieselbe arbkeit, carries the same qualitated stringency with zu reißen und mekalkes an big dekune, as tearing the priestly garments, as we mentioned earlier. So the Torah wants to make sure that the ark has to always be ready, always on the move, as needed in this fastest and the safest way possible. And this is also when Ayid learns Torah, which is now serving as an ark to the Torah that he learns. And while he learns Torah, while he learns, while he's being preoccupied with Torah, comes that lesson as the Rebbe continues, and as Zoy Zoych in the Minya from Torah, wie viel es soll sein, eine Reingetragenheit in Limud HaTorah. As much that a person is completely immersed in learning, dafür allemal. That's the whole idea here, that the poles are there forever. Means that always and forever he has to be dafür allemal sein Muchen of zu bringen Teire, venor und vunor mit all das darf. He always has to be ready and prepared to bring the Teire when and where it is needed. Always to be on the ready, on the go. Und dafke in an Eifel von Meirus, and to rush it, to bring the Teire zu noch Hayid und noch Hayid, to one Jew and to another Jew. This is the profound lesson of the way the Teire wants us to always keep the pulse, to always be ready to move and to bring it to wherever it's necessary to be brought. You know, the Rebbe brings in the final footnote, 51, Re'a Psagdin, the fact that he says inside that you have to rush it to bring it, the Torah, to somebody's need, Re'a Psagdin, in regard to Tzedakah Gashmis, even regarding to physical Tzedakah, there's a Psagdin, a ruling in our Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch says, U'me'oid yeshli izor, to be very careful with giving Tzedakah, because im lo iten loy miyad, if you're not going to give him right away, it can end up with a very negative situation. Like the story of Nochem Ish Gamzoi, which when he was holding on and he was taking his time to help someone, it was then too late to help him. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Rebbe explains also the moron to bring a halacha in Shulchan Aruch of the Bes Yosef. To bring a story in a place of halacha. Al derech zeh b'shulchan aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Yud, he also brings a story about Maharam Rotenberg, the way he used to say tefillas haderech every morning after the yirotzen. But it's your sefer psak din bilvad. Halacha is a sefer of halachas, of rulings. To bring a story, oimer darsheni, that obviously asks for explanation. But if you find it unique. Here too, there's a story which emphasizes the importance of rushing and helping someone in time of need. And the story is about physical charity, and much more so about bringing the Torah to the next person. It has to be done in a way which the person receiving it should be immediately ready to get it, and you should be immediately ready to carry it, as just like the poles were always placed in the Oroin, in the Ark.